51. Stone and Dino were having dinner at P.J. Clark's.
"Good job on the Abney guy," Stone said.
"You can thank Viv DiCarlo for that one," Dino said. "I nearly got her killed doing it."
He told Stone about Viv's struggle with Abney in the restaurant.
"She would have died in that dumpster if she hadn't been able to use the last of her strength to set off an alarm in her wristwatch."
"How is she now?"
"I saw her this afternoon at the hospital. She's walking and talking. She'll be discharged tomorrow."
"Is she going to be scarred?"
"A cosmetic surgeon closed her incision, and they tell me it won't show after it's healed."
"That's good." Stone looked up and saw Herbie Fisher coming into the dining room and waved him over. Herbie took a chair. "How are you guys?"
"Never better," Dino said.
"Same here," Stone echoed. "Got your invitation for the High Cotton event. I'll be there with my girl."
"Me too,"
Dino said.
"Why don't you invite Viv?"
Stone said. "It's the least you can do." Dino squirmed a little.
"I don't know."
"There won't be anyone from the department there," Stone pointed out.
Dino shrugged.
"Maybe. We'll see."
"What have you been up to, Herb?" Stone asked.
"I've got a new client I'm nervous about," Herbie said.
"Who's that, and why are you nervous?"
"Dink Brennan."
Dino put down his wine glass.
"I thought we put him away for at least a year."
"He got himself out and convinced his father that he's a reformed character," Herbie said. "He didn't convince me."
"Then why is he your new client?"
"Because of his father. If there's any chance that the kid has turned a new leaf, I want to help him for Marshall."
"How screwed up is he?"
Dino asked.
"How about psychopathic sociopath with violent tendencies, or diseases to that effect?"
"Is that your diagnosis?"
"It's what his shrink thinks."
"Herb," Stone said, "he's already tried to ruin you once. Why don't you just stay away from him? Marshall would understand your wanting to do that."
"I guess he would," Herbie said.
"Where are those two friends of his, Parker and Carson?"
Dino asked.
"At a place called The Refuge, up in Westchester. Dink doesn't know where they are."
"Is he back in New Haven?" Stone asked.
"No, his father gave him the keys to a company apartment on the east side. He says he's going back to Yale in the fall, then to law school after graduation."
"Well, he needs his father's goodwill to live, doesn't he?"
"Not really. A trust his mother left him became available to him last week when he turned 21. He's got the money to do whatever he wants without Marshall's help."
Dino shook his head.
"If there's anything I hate worse than a violent psycho, it's a violent psycho with money."
"I know how you feel," Herbie said. "I think the kid is a walking time bomb."
"How big is he?"
Dino asked. Herbie shrugged.
"I don't know. 6'3", 220 maybe."
"And you're what, 5'7", 160?
"Good guess."
"Do you own a firearm?" Stone asked.
"No, but I got a carry permit from the city in today's mail, courtesy of Strategic Defense. And a very nice certificate that qualifies me to take a bullet for somebody else."
"There's a gun shop downtown near headquarters," Dino said. "All the cops shop there. Now that you've got your permit, why don't you amble down there tomorrow and pick out something for yourself?"
"What do you recommend?"
9mm, at least. Something that won't make a bulge under that beautiful suit."
"That's not the worst idea I ever heard," Herbie said.
"You're the second person this week to say that to me," Dino replied. "I must give good advice."
"Not always," Stone said. "But this time, you're right."
"Gee, thanks."
"All right, I'll do that," Herbie said. "Just remember," Stone said, "a gun is of no use to you unless you can put your hand on it in a hurry. Get yourself a nice holster, too.
A dresser drawer isn't close enough. That's good advice.
Yeah,
Dino said. Even Stone gives good advice once in a while, when it agrees with mine.
Listen, fellas, Herbie said. If anything bad happens to me, it won't be an accident. Please remember that.
Stone and Dino exchanged a glance.
Sure, kid,
Dino said.
We'll mention it at your funeral.